Wakey, wakey.
Welcome back to Omega Stadio, the podcast where we talk about Stray Kids, but not tonight. Well, I mean, maybe a little, but like, yeah, not that's not our plan. The plan is not that. It's still JYP related.
JYP.
But I don't know why I'm saying that. I can just, you know, I have a button. I have a button, a dedicated JYP, you know? Anyway, Tom. I'm Phil. This is Tom. Tom, how you doing? how are you, Tom? Are you good? You doing good? Yeah. You having a good time?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just being a little Tomatillo.
I mean, just being a little Tomatillo? Tomatillo? Tomatillo. You just having some Tomatito?
Uh-huh.
Tomatillo?
Yeah.
Technically, you are Tomatillo.
Tomatillo.
Because when I talk about you to my children, I call you Uncle Tom.
Oh.
Anyway, maybe I should start calling you Uncle Tomatillo.
Tomatito.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, how are you? Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I've just been chilling, just been playing games.
No, that's good.
You know, we've been playing Pal World. We've been playing Enshrouded. Well, I mean, I've been playing Enshrouded. No one wants to play it with me, so.
Oh, I don't have that game, Enshrouded.
It's another, like, crafting.
It's like the same kind of deal. Yeah, I saw, like, one TikTok about it. And okay, this is really funny because I literally just got like a Steam little notification that popped up and it was like, this person is playing Enshrouded. And I was like, oh, okay.
Not me.
Wasn't you. Mm-mm. I won't reveal their name because I don't know who they are. And maybe they just, somebody I used to know that changed their name on Steam. Oh. Who knows? Anyway. Yeah. I mean, Pal World is cool. I've been enjoying the base building, right? Which I couldn't do when I like came in on the last server that got wiped and then joined your guild like right away. I was like, oh, well, I can't build my own base and store my own mons and level it up. And so I was like, oh, okay, I don't know what to do. So that's when I came in on this one, made a new character. I was like, I'm just going to go solo, going to make my own base. And I did that. And I have like a cool base that's like it's like on the, you know, starting area island, and it's been super fun. I mean, like, I'm like level 21 or 22 now, maybe higher, I don't know, but it's great. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah, it's fun. There's still some things that I haven't done in the game yet, but like you know, like, I've got gaming ADHD, so
yeah, same.
It's hard for me to just like stay hooked on it, especially because I'm like I like to go fast, and so I do a lot of, like, I try to get to the end game as fast as possible. Not that I like really want to, but it just ends up being that way, mainly because like it's not that in my mind I'm like I gotta get to the end game. It's that when I know that I say you get like a pickaxe and it's the shitty pickaxe and you know that there's like a way better version of that pickaxe, I just want to get that pickaxe. And but right. In order to get there,
you gotta like level way up.
You end up doing everything else. So, you know, it's just tough, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I'm having a lot of fun in Enshrouded right now. Enshrouded's building mechanics are fucking incredible. And
I mean, I saw a TikTok where they were like showing how the environments are destructible and like blowing up walls and stuff. And I was like, whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. Enshrouded is voxel based. So virtually entirely destructible environment, except for like some areas that are like, but it's like part of the quest that you're doing. I think it's a PvE exclusive game also, because there's not really like a guild system or a party system. Basically, like anybody on the server is like working together.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So, that's interesting.
And you collect, like, I say collect, you go rescue like NPCs that become your crafting people. And that's how you make different, you know, different stuff. And they give you quests. So like the first person I rescued was like the blacksmith, and he's like, hey, I need my, you know, like I need my anvil. And then you gotta go like get his anvil. And then and then he's like, I need my fucking crafting tools. And then he got to go get his crafting tools. And so.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But there's there's another story.
Seems really cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I already know what the next game I'm going to buy is because I've been playing this game for a while now. I've been playing with Logan. We've been playing an RPG on Steam. And we're nearly to the end of it, and it's called Trails in the Sky. Well, actually, hold on. Let's get the full title out there, okay? Mm-hmm. The Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, second chapter.
Oh.
So yeah, that's the game we're on.
I've been seeing you play it a lot.
Yes. I'm really close to the end now. Like, we're very close to the end. And so, like, I play it when he's around. I did a couple of, like, side quests and stuff recently because I just wanted to get through it. While he was sleeping, but now we're at the point where it's like there's no more side quests. It's all end game. It's like basically one giant end game dungeon, and then boom, it's over. So that's what I'm after right now. So the next game I'm going to play is The Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky, the third.
Oh.
So,
who could
have seen that
coming?
Who could have seen it coming? With Logan earlier, I went through to figure out, like, okay, There's like a new game that comes out in March called Trails from Daybreak, I think. But already there's like, including that, to get through the entire series, and they are all connected, which is wild. Like, you could probably hop in different series, but like, there's so many like interconnected because it's like one world and different game series take place in different countries. So they're all related. I have 9 more games to play because I'm at the end of the second one,
right.
And I have 9 left. So I'm enjoying it though. It's super fun. I love a good RPG. And like the first one is like, it's like really slow and you feel its age because it was originally a PSP game. And right. So was this one. You definitely feel the age a little bit. But they give you a fucking like turbo button so you can go, you can, you know, walk super fast. And so that's great. That helps speed things up just a little bit. I don't know. We've been having a great time and the story is incredible. Like, I literally can't explain because it's a story and I wouldn't want to spoil it for anyone. But like, the first game is like very like simple. It's just like, hey, like you're just like a kid. You're like a teen and you're starting out in this new job where you're a bracer, which is like you just do tasks for towns. It's like, hey, there's a strong monster on the road. It's like me, you know, preventing people from getting to the town. So can you go kill it? Yeah, okay, I'll go kill it. And you have to go on this like world tour around your country to these main 4 cities and do jobs there until you get approval from the guild branch that says, all right, you're done here, move on to the next one. And once you do them all, you become an official bracer. So that's what the first game is. Like, it's all about that. And it's a very like light storyline. There's an overarching plot that goes along with it. The second one has been so fucking batshit intense, like from the jump. And it's been like, I think I've been playing for like 60, 70 hours almost at this point. And it's been just a buck wild experience. And to think that like they have created, I literally am looking at like what has gone on in this game. And I'm like, I have no idea how they can continue for 9 more games. Like, how can they raise the stakes 9 more games worth? I have no idea, but I'm going to find out. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been super fun. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, video games are cool.
Another game that I picked up last night, because I don't know why, but I mentioned it, and Zach was like, if you buy it, I'll play with you immediately.
Oh,
because he already had it. It's called Ready or Not, and I think you should get it and play with us.
Is it a hide and seek game?
It's really hard with 2 people, but it would be a lot easier with, I don't know, like 3 or 4.
What is it?
It's a SWAT game.
Oh.
It's like you're a SWAT member and you have to go in and like get the evidence and rescue civilians and take out the bad guys. And wow. It's a lot of fun. But it's so challenging. There's a school shooter map where there's school shooters that you get to kill, or I guess you could not kill them. That's what we've been trying. We've been trying non-lethal, and it is tough. Because you may be non-lethal, but they are. They are.
Yeah. This, I don't know. I don't know if I'll do that, but yeah. Seems interesting.
It is.
At least, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I won't say any more about it because it's, but it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. You know, the other thing that has happened with us recently is, and this will be somewhat Stray Kids related, I'll get there, is we took a trip with the kids to this place of business where you buy things. It's a store, and it's kind of like a maze, and it's called IKEA. IKEA. We went to IKEA, and the thing, so we're looking at, and we've slowly been making moves. We've like been rearranging the living room, rearranging what was the kids' playroom and is now the retro game room, because that's where all my old consoles are. And I moved my anime figures out there. They're all out there. We're slowly working through clearing out what is now my office, but will be Logan's bedroom for himself, because right now the kids are in the same room together. Which is fine. Like, they love it. But at a certain point, we're like, hey, like, it'd be nice if we could, like, have adults over sometimes and not just have fucking toys everywhere.
Right.
And right now, that's just impossible. And I don't mind the kids, like, playing with toys and stuff. Like, that's why they're there. I want them to play and enjoy. But they don't clean up after themselves. So it's just a lot of work for us. And anyway, so... So we went to look at a desk because we're going to move our computers probably into our bedroom because our bedroom's pretty big. And so we went to go look for a desk for Jeanette because the two desks that we have right now will not both fit in there. So we went to go look for a desk for her, and we bought this like corner desk, and I built it. I finished building it yesterday, and it looks good. It fits really well. And right now, as we're recording, Jeanette is taking decorations from all of the different seasons greetings. And we just had some like other, like, the eagle-eyed listener, eagle-eared listener, I don't know, will remember that we bought these shelves and put a bunch of our Stray Kids albums up there, most of them.
Yeah.
But we still had like a bunch of like leftover Stray Kids merch just chilling. And we were like, man, we have a lot of Stray Kids stuff, which, you know, of course we do. And now that Jeanette has this new desk, she is currently, as we're recording, as she's listening, decorating it with all of like the season's greetings and stuff from the concert when we were there, freebies and stuff. Like, so she's having a great time, and it already looks really great. So nice. That's been super fun. I've been slowly thinking about like, okay, here's the next step. Like, we're really trying not to push the kids too hard because right now they're in a situation where they sleep, so I don't want to fuck with that. I don't want to do anything to mess with that. So if we say, okay, you guys are moving into different rooms and it ruins their sleep, I'm not having it. So like slowly we will move things out of the office and turn it into Logan's bedroom, and probably do a little bit of, you know, a little bit of renovating, maybe some new furniture or whatnot, and then the kids will have their own rooms. They're getting so big. I mean, Logan's gonna be 7. Like, is that weird?
He's crazy. Gonna
be 7 in 2 months.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've had kids for a long time now. Time, anyway. But other than IKEA and Stray Kids decorations, the other thing we're going to be doing is watching the Kneezy Project. Oh. Oh, you like that transition?
Yeah, it was good.
If you'll remember, the last thing that happened on the Kneezy Project was that they finished up the vocal contest to get the vocal cube. And I gave you a little hint about what they were going to do to show their star power, right? Was that it was going to be like, do you remember what I said?
It was so long ago. It was like it was last week.
Yeah, it was last week.
It was sort of.
It was 2 weeks ago when this comes out.
No, it was last week.
No. Last week was, we watched Two Kids Show. Right.
Oh yeah. So it was 2 weeks ago.
That's right. That's exactly because this is that's how we record this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Anyway, so I think it'll be interesting to see how they prove their star power. I gave you a hint at the end of the last episode. I'm not going to tell you again. I'm just going to let it happen. Sure, yeah? Yeah. They're calling it the X Factor Cube. I thought it was star power. Whatever. Training camp day 3. They've done no training. It's weird to call it a training camp with no training. Just putting that out there. He's not saying X Factor. He's literally saying the English word star. Star. Anyway, just subtitles, whatever. It's star power.
Way too long of an intro.
Yeah, they liked it.
Did they?
All right, what's her charm, you know? You don't have a dancing body. Ugh, yikes. Just one step below Nina Hillman. Cheerleading. Is that star power, Tom?
A skill that hardly anyone has.
Nobody has ever led a cheer, especially not in Japan, you know?
True.
Japan's well known for having like cheerleading clubs at every school and not like how we do it here, but like in a big way. She even cartwheels. I'm like, could I do a cartwheel?
I think
probably not. My brain says, oh, absolutely. 100%. But I haven't done one since I was like a child and I'm 40.
You could.
You think I could? You think I could do a full-on cartwheel?
I totally.
Pause it right now and do a cartwheel?
I don't know if I have enough room in this office.
There's not enough room. I'd have to like go outside to do it. And then there would be no microphone.
You could have Jeanette record you.
And I would not do that. She made her own props? I mean, everyone knew that she made her own cards. Yeah, of course. Okay. All right. This girl's wearing tennis clothes. Ayaka, she wants to give a lesson. Is she going to hit him with a racket? She said, oh, I've been playing for tennis for 3 years. And I was like, and my immediate thought was 3 years is not a long time to play tennis. And then I was like, oh, but she's like 14, right? So probably. So that is a long time in the percentage of her life.
Yeah.
It's so cringy. I don't know, man. That's what she was going for. She's getting the fucking cube. She's getting it. Okay. JYP, he wants the cringe. The more cringe, the better. If I can bring some cringe.
It makes sense, though, because he is cringe.
Oh, he's so cringe. Yeah. We didn't even see her. We didn't even see her vocal performance. Great. She has nice nails. How about that? Very shiny. Did I see them because they were in front of her face while she was crying? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, if somebody's like, I don't know, you just seem unnatural. Like, what kind of criticism is that? Fucking be more natural? What does that mean? I think it was a nice way of being like, you don't really seem like you have a personality.
I mean, hey, some people.
But did she get a cube? We'll find out next episode, I guess, this fucking show.
You want a cliffhanger?
Niku-san. Oh, I guess she didn't get a cube. They didn't fucking tell us. They didn't tell us. All right. Niku. Nice. Oh, she got a cube. Yeah, girl.
Just had
to put on some 2PM and do a kata. Kata. I was in a martial arts tournament when I was a kid. Don't be impressed. I lost. not for the katas either. Like we were doing like full on like combat. And I was just like up against a friend of mine. And I was like, this is weird. I don't want to punch and kick my friend. He did not feel that way.
Big oof.
So I lost. All right. We're getting fast forwarded. All right. We're getting some fast forwards. Oh, fashion show. Mako.
For her talent, she's going to eat a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What an interesting combination.
Yeah.
I don't know what she said, but it sounded like fuckinitis.
She said it's not sour. It said it in the subtitles.
Yeah. No, I got that.
Wow. I'm impressed by her just eating that much of a lemon all in one go. Wow. What the fuck is that face? She ate a fucking lemon. A whole one. She's going to get a cube, right? She didn't get a cube? This is bullshit. She ate a fucking lemon. Maya. So this girl draws.
Oof.
Jesus. What the fuck? Hard life. Is there anything that's ever made you feel like an ugly duckling? Yeah. And then crying immediately. Wow. Fuck. Oh, she gets a whole. Yeah. You can't say like, oh, yeah, my grandpa died and like not give her like a whole montage of like, isn't this sweet? Like how endearing. Like, yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, after all that, you better fucking give her the cube. God damn it. Damn, she's got all three, right? Did I see that correctly? Oh, on to the last one. God damn it. These go too fast.
I want one of the girls, when he disqualifies them, to be like, but you told me I was special.
I don't think that's... I can't imagine that happening. Electric drum set with the double bass pedals. Probably actually one of those is for the, you know, the cymbal, but man can dream. She didn't take any lessons. She taught herself the drums.
Oh, okay.
That's what she said. Nima, also a JYP trainee. Oh, yeah. She didn't get them on the spot. She still got her cubes. Damn. Crying in public is more frustrating. So I'm not going to cry. All right. She got the fucking cube. So cool. Cool, 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 cool. I'm going to have a question for you, Tom, when we're done with our episode.
Okay.
So you can start thinking about it now if you want.
You want me to start thinking about my answer?
Yeah, you got time.
You're going to ask me a question.
Oh, okay. No. You think about your answer. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what the question is. The question will be, at this point in the show, is there anyone that you think like, this person is definitely fucking in the group?
Oh, right? Yeah, the one that was just there, the drummer.
Sure. Yeah, right, okay.
Like 100%, right?
I guess we'll find out as it goes on, but are we going to get some A-class cringe out of this? Come on. That's what he's giving cubes for. You got to do well, and drums, I guess, but I don't see any drums. A one-man show. Oh, God. I just remembered. Is this what I think it is? Oh, God. Oh, God. She's playing multiple characters, professing their love for JYP. So I have a real hard time with this one. Whew, the cringe is hard for me on that one. Jesus. She did great. No, let me tell you. She did an amazing job, which is the only reason why I cringe so hard, because she did so well.
Why does he look disgusted?
I don't know. All right, Mihi, fill out that cube.
Maybe it's just the sound editing or whatever, but the claps sounded very pathetic. Like they were like, really? That did it all right.
Well, good job, Mihi. And that's it. Wow.
All right.
Three episodes up, three episodes down.
Ugh.
And we only have, two more weeks of Kneezy Project, and we're going to be in the second half, which means a bunch of people are going to get fucking cut.
Yeah.
So it's coming.
But they're all special and unique.
They are all special and unique. Even if I tell you you're worthless and that you don't have the body for dancing, you are special and you are unique. And someday you'll look at yourself and tell yourself that, but I will not tell you that.
Right.
I'm not going to tell you
like that.
That you're good and unique as you are. Why would I ever do that? But no. You can tell yourself that.
Yeah.
JYP. I mean,
JYP.
So Tom,
yeah,
are there any people on the show so far that you're like, this person is gonna be in the fucking final group, this okay. person's making it all the way?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would. Okay. I'm gonna say, look, I I don't know their fucking names.
Okay.
Like that's mm-hmm. It's just gonna. That's just what's gonna.
I made
happen,
some mental right? notes of like, yeah, but just tell me the things they did. That's good enough.
So the girl that played drums, right? I think she's
okay. That was Dima. She's the rapper girl.
The rapper girl,
Dima. Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. I just look at her and I'm like, she looks cool, you know?
Yeah.
Like you know when you see someone and you're like, that person's cool. Like they,
right,
just,
right,
they
right.
just look yeah. cool, you know, like she looks cool. Yeah. Mako, The girl that looks there, she wore an outfit that reminded me of Riku from Final Fantasy X.
Wait, which one?
I think that was Mako.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mako did that. Yes.
I think pretty much all the JYP trainees.
All the JYP trainees.
Yeah, I think I think are in the running. With a name like Nina Hillman, I mean, it's just so stand outish, you know? Like,
yeah, she does stand out from the group a little bit. But you haven't seen her X Factor performance yet. Okay. All right. I feel the need to address it a little bit. The vocal stage or whatever, the vocal performances were like two episodes and they fast forward a fuck ton of people, right? And and now we're doing the X Factor star performance of people just doing like a talent show type of thing.
Right.
We've already watched three episodes of the talent show. There's at least one more because more people still need to go.
Yeah.
So like, what the hell? Maybe, I care more about the singing and dancing than I do this.
Okay. Let me choose my words carefully here because I'm not trying to like shit on these girls for their so-called talent, but like, what if these are like the amazing performances for this and they're like, we gotta show them all, like we gotta show all of the amazing X Factorness.
Yeah, they just really loved all the X Factors, like and they were just like, ah, yeah, like give me that cringe, we gotta have more cringe, please. More cringe.
But, you know, I was thinking about this while we were watching these, and I'm like, if I had to go, if I were, like, on a show and they were like, and one of the episodes or one of the challenges was talent, what would I do? And I really don't know. Like, I don't have any significant, like, standout talents other than...
I fucking, you know, like, people do that in, like, icebreakers and stuff. They're like, what's your special talent or whatever? Right. And I'm just like... Fuck, I don't know, man. I mean, now when that comes up and they're like, what's, you know, an interesting fact about you that people might not know, or what's a little special skill or whatever, I'm like, I've got a K-pop podcast. Like, you know.
Yeah. A fun fact, I guess, is that I often surprise people with my flexibility. I don't know. That's not really like a talent, I guess. I don't know. It's not like I'm a fucking gymnast or anything.
Yeah, your typing speed.
My typing speed.
Although I mean, like, it's not like you, because that's my problem, right? It's because I would think like, oh, your typing speed, you type really fast. But then I go like, but you're not like, you know, going for the world record or anything. You know what I mean? Like, type pretty fast. To me, you type pretty fast, but like in the world of typing fast, probably not.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I feel that way about like all my stuff.
Yeah, I guess my special talent is that with most things, like I have a hard time thinking of anything where I'm not at least above average at. You know what I mean? Like everything that I do, I'm at least kind of good at it.
Jesus. All right, if you say so.
I don't think I've ever been terrible at something. I don't know.
You've never been terrible at something?
Yeah, can you think of something I've been terrible at? I don't know.
No. Holding it together when I boop you on the nose with a receipt?
No, see, Jeanette, here's the, or sorry, Yanita, I am really good at remembering a lot of things, but there are some things that just don't stay in there for some reason, and I don't get it.
I know that.
I have no control. Some things, I don't know why, they just fucking, they're locked in forever, you know, and I have no control over this, but when it comes to things like, I can't remember, so, you know.
So is that a thing you would say you're good at, though?
No, I think Jeanette was saying that was something I'm terrible at.
Yeah.
I have lost entire years.
Or
at least one entire. Not really like a whole. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember Legion, you know? And so that's the thing.
Oh, wow. Wow. You don't remember Legion?
Yeah, I remember.
Look, I got to tell you.
Parts of it.
I have to tell you. I don't fucking remember Legion. I remember I remember being so hyped about like class halls and the legendary weapons and stuff. And when I think about it, I'm like, wow, what expansion was that in?
Yeah.
I just like, I cannot fucking for a minute. I'm just like, what was the expansion that had the class order halls? And so, what is the?
Here's the thing that upsets me the most about about like
you liked Legion. Time.
I did. I liked Legion, and I liked
was there,
and I played Legion a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember it. Don't remember a lot of it. But here's the thing about my memory, and probably your memory as well.
Oh yeah,
and a lot of us, I think, have a. This memory, I wouldn't really call it a problem, but it is an aspect of our brains, is that when I try to think of events in my life or remember like when things happened or whatever, the easiest reference point that I have for everything is what expansion was out at the time.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It's like, oh, what year was that? Oh, it was WAD. Or no, it was Mist. That's right. It was Mist. Oh no, that was during Wrath. I remember that was during Wrath.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I do that for sure, but I don't know. A lot of times I just fucking forget. So.
Anna, what expansion was out when we got married? Legion.
Was it?
I'm pretty sure.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
It was 100% Legion. It had to have been.
Okay. I don't think I was playing it anymore by that time.
I think it was Legion.
I think I had stopped playing. I typically do. Once I like make it to like end game. The thing is that like Legion had like a lot of things that I liked, like little things.
Yeah.
But I didn't really enjoy like the end game grind in that last fucking city. What was it called? City of the Elves.
What?
And that's the like elf city, not Night Elves, but the other name.
Oh, Suramar.
Suramar. Yeah. I did not like going to Suramar.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, oh yeah, I don't want to be here. And then I stopped playing. So
I remember it was either a daily or a weekly where I would go to the, I think it might have been a daily where like you could fight this boss in the Demon Hunter Legion class hall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a very small chance of dropping a different appearance for the Vengeance weapons. And I farmed the shit out of that. And I finally got it. And I still use those as my transmog to this day.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that so nice? Yeah, I mean, you've invested a lot. But, you know, I remember your wedding because I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate pizza. We actually talked about this earlier today in Discord. We were talking about pizza because somebody in New York was eating a New-
Yeah, I went to your wedding. We had pizza.
Well, okay. No. But we ate like Chicago stuffed pizza. You know? Remember Chicago we got that style. Big fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I remember the thing it was is, thick. it was a thick boy. But the thing about it that I loved and is that like, even though it was thick and full of toppings and stuff, right? Is that when we sliced it up, like it stayed in slices that you could pick up with your hand. Like it didn't droop, you know? Right. And we went to, and all hate, okay, to Manja Pizza. Not that it wasn't that bad, all right? Like immediately backpedaling. Like, I don't hate it. Like, it was fine. But Manja Pizza is a, like, quote-unquote, Chicago-style stuffed pizza. They have it here in Austin. And so we were like, fucking, like, when we got back, we were like, day two of being back. Jeanette and I were like, we got to get that fucking stuffed pizza again. So So we went and got it, and it was like, it was okay, but like, but the, you know, the bottom crust wasn't thick and crispy enough, so it didn't hold up to the toppings, and it was just flopped. And so we just had to eat it with a fork and knife. And I was like, it was a unique experience, I think, to have a big giant stuffed full of toppings pizza in Chicago that held up. That was cool.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Pizza. Anyway, I'm pretty hungry. I ate two flautas for dinner. Oh. That's it.
The other it's thing that lot. I remember about the days around my wedding was when we went to that, I think it was right after, we went to that like bougie ass brunch place.
Oh, and my God.
When
yes.
the waitress, when I, cause okay. So here's the story. It's really, yeah. I don't even remember like why it was such a significant thing ordeal, but I ordered strawberry orange juice, and mm-hmm. when she like came by, I was like, oh, can I get a refill? And she like made it a point to be like, yeah, but you know, they're going to charge you for that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
she's like, yeah, but it's not a free refill. They'll charge you for the refill. And I was like, yeah, so give me a fucking refill. Like, what's the issue here?
No, I remember like the weird hostility immediately, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was weird. Food was pretty good at that place.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah, we accidentally, I guess, went to the rich part of town. I don't fucking know, man.
It was a rich part. Yeah, because we pulled up fucking Zillow right after. They're like, how rich are these people around here?
Yeah.
They smell the poor on us. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, what? I want the fucking strawberry orange juice.
Yeah. And Jeanette was pregnant.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know that, but yeah, she was pregnant on that trip.
With Logan.
With Logan, my boy, my baby boy, he's just so big now. Jesus Christ. I'll show you this picture later, maybe.
Okay.
It's, they had their 101st day of school today, and his class did like a thing where they...
Dalmatians.
Well, so they, yeah, I mean, they got white shirts and they had them paint black dots on them to be like 101 Dalmatians. And so that's what we did. And so his whole class, like everybody had a white shirt with dots on it. And they took a big class picture all together. And it's very cute. Yeah, mm-hmm. So. Yep. Anyway, that's not really an easy project related, but
it's not.
Yeah,
you know who the final members are, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Fucking right. Oh yeah.
Well,
of course I know. Well, I've watched this before.
Okay. Well, I was gonna ask you like, who do you think is gonna make it? But if you already know the answer, then like, I can't get an authentic, an authentic.
Right. I would have to just lie to you.
Right.
Which I could do if you really want me to. But
yeah, tell me which one is what's Gazoo is Woojin? Can you tell me that?
The bear. He's the bear.
Just lie through your teeth.
Dude, I did that so good. And I thought, like, when that happened, I was like, no chance is he going to believe me on this. It took like
my
an eternity
friend.
For me to come up with
trust.
It and just say. It felt like so long. Anyway. It was a good shout. I mean, like I nailed it, I think. Like if he had stayed in the group, it probably would have been a bear. I'm just putting it out there. I think I nailed it. Uh-huh. But anyway, no, an easy project is good. And I'm enjoying doing the whole survival show. Like it's super fun.
I wish there were like a Stray Kids survival show. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, we've watched it twice.
But like I know that and one. I wish there was another one. I want like
another one.
Yeah, another one. Yeah, I want a Stray Kids survival show 2.0 where they just try out to become idols again. You know?
They would never agree to that. They, you know, I think there's at some point, maybe they'll do another another survival show, you know, like the Kingdom, you know.
I forgot I told Zach with it, like when we were leaving work, we were making plans to play video games. And then when I got home, I was like, oh, right, it's Friday and we're going to record. And then so Zach, right when we were getting started, goes, where are you? And I'm like, it's Friday. We're recording. I'll be on in a couple hours. And he goes, Jesus, just now. You guys doing an audiobook?
Yeah, pretty much. That's how it goes. And if you want to hear these audiobooks, no, yeah, you know. Come on over to makeastay.com.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is Zach, by the way.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.